USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Director of National Intelligence announced a planned review of any potential national security damage from the top secret documents recovered in the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's club in Florida. Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri sits on the Senate Intelligence Committee. While on one of the Sunday talk shows, he said that the committee was not notified of any concerns over potentially compromised information from the documents.
I got immediately involved with Chairman Warner and Vice Chairman Rubio and said, we need to get a letter out right now to the Justice Department and the Director of National Intelligence. Say, if there really is a problem, why haven't you told us about that problem?
Sensitive election system files obtained by attorneys working to overturn President Donald Trump's 2020 defeat were shared with election deniers, conspiracy theorists, and right-wing commentators, according to records reviewed by the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We might be going to the moon again.
NASA on Monday will send an unmanned space shuttle into the moon's orbit, marking the initial launch in a plan to establish a long-term presence on the moon for scientific discovery and economic development. NASA astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mahabeli.
We're planning to set up a base camp there on the surface of the moon and develop technologies and operational practices that will set us up to go further on to Mars.
Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the launch at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Of the MTV Video Music Awards, which celebrate the best music videos and artists of the year, will be revealed Sunday night. The show will air almost everywhere. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Director of National Intelligence announced a planned assessment of any potential damage from the top secret documents recovered in the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's club in Florida. Former Justice Department senior national security official Mary McCord said the review is separate from any legal action by the Justice Department.
Quite apart from the criminal investigation, there's an enormous interest in figuring out who had access to these. This is a location where apparently this national defense information was stored willy-nilly in various places at Mar-a-Lago, places that potentially visitors to Mar-a-Lago, including foreign visitors, could have had access.
On Friday, President Biden said the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, allowing full-scale abortion bans in states, goes beyond the pale. Jim Ryan, Democratic candidate for Senate in Ohio and current representative of the state's 13th district in Congress, agreed during an appearance on CNN's State of the Union.
Ultimately, this needs to be a decision between the woman and her doctor. And of course, we don't support abortion at the end of term unless, of course, there is an extraordinary circumstance where, you know, you're 8 months into a pregnancy and something very tragic is happening in that pregnancy.
Ohio was a focal point of abortion rights after a 10-year-old rape victim had to leave the state for the procedure. Ohio currently has no exception to their law that does not allow abortions to be performed after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is USA Radio News.